gone one up top. We're gone one up top. All the other formations, they surely have to stop. We're gone one up top. We're gone one up top. Jamie and Jordan, the bullshit never stops.
And a very big welcome back to this week's episode of One Up Top. Bohemians ran through there in the second half to come home victors of a 5-3 win. Sure, some people probably losing score at some stage in that second half, but this week I am delighted to be joined by a former Leinster Senior League keeper, a former understudy of Paddy Bonner, and a current and good friend of mine, Patrick Dunn. Pat, how are you getting on?
I'm all good, Jardo. I was proved right about that Paddy Bonner prick, wasn't I? Look at him there the other day.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
mate. Like a jockey bollocks, the fella does.
Yeah, you've been proved right in the long term, Pat. He was once a national treasure, not no more.
No, never was in my eyes. An absolute arsehole. Anyway, we'll move on.
Anyway, this episode is once again sponsored by McMover's Moving for You. Stubborn's most trusted and reliable moving services. If you need a reliable mover in Dublin, would that be commercial or residential, the top-rated delivery team will deliver high-quality results that save time and energy and money. You can contact them today for a free quote. Get on to Emmett and he'll look after it. It's mcmovers.eu. You'll find the website on. Pat, you know we're moving for you. You're fairly settled now with your two Bambinos at home.
No, I'm listening to that ad again there. I might have to use Emmett now in a few weeks. We're hopefully moving house soon enough. So, yeah, I'll be using me, try and get me discount there, I think.
Yeah, One Up Top 20 is the discount code at the checkout there to get yourself a few quid off. Well, I'm sure Emma will look after you. Pat, you were there on Friday. I did promote you in the bar. It wasn't a happy half time, but it was most certainly a jubilant full time in Dairymount Park.
Yeah, I think that if ever a game summed up Bows probably this season was that. Absolutely shocking at times. Like, we were so poor the first bar, maybe the first 10 minutes when we were probably on top. We were blessed to go in 1-0 down. Like, we were so poor. And we actually did have a few chances as well. Hit the bar right towards the end of the half, but it was just abysmal. No one was at it at all. We were just all over the shop. Like, I wouldn't say anyone prior. Maybe Mullen was good enough the first half. Other than that, we were really poor. We were blessed to go in 1-0. And I knew when you go down in 1-0, a Derry team they're no world beaters. Like, we were still always in the game, you know. In the bar at half time there, everyone was pretty pissed off. Now, I didn't see that rapid turnaround coming, but just the second half was us at our very best when we're at it, getting at teams, running at teams, using our advantage now we have for set pieces. Like, I think all three goals were sort of set pieces, but big Pat Hickey there, like, it's a great asset to have. And we were really good. We were really, really good. Like, you have Tierney then, when he's on fire like that. It was brilliant stuff the second half. Really, really was. As good as we've played now all season, I'd say. It was a great night in the end. In the Daily Mount, I had Katie's brother-in-law was with us. I think it was his first ever game of football. Of association football. He'd be more of a guy man and a farmer. So I tell you, it was a good match to bring him to because he really enjoyed it. Like, and he probably seen me in a different light, going bleeding mental and whatever. So, but that all went well as well. Yeah, I had a happy duck to go home with then as well, giving a lift home there. So it can be a tough trip home if we have to lose with him. But it was great. It was a really good night in the end. I think, you know, in the long term, that was a huge win to sort of put a big, big distance between us and Derry and sort of, I think, knock them out of any chance of catching us.
Yeah, I think I retired to the bar about 5 minutes before the end, and I think I literally just got up and Derry put the ball in the back of the net. You're kind of going, Bowles, Derry losing 1-0, goal just before half time. You're kind of thinking, we've seen this movie 1,000 times before against Derry, never mind most other teams. By the time we went out, second half, I think I'd missed the first goal. And then the second goal was vicious. I was just walking at block A and next world's in the back of the net. But it was a big performance, second half. 5 goals against any team in any half, at any level of football, whether that be Bowles against Noctis or Bowles against Derry, is an incredible performance to put out there. Obviously helped by Connor Parsons. It was tackled by his former housemate, James Clark. But a big help.
Yeah, that was a shocking tackle, wasn't it? Like, I was pure frustration. I don't think James Clark is that sort of player at all. And he apologised him straight away. He knew he'd messed up there. But I don't think that lad should have. I think he's probably regretting his move up there by the looks of it. Hasn't exactly gone great for him or Derry this year, but it was a great, like, it really was. The atmosphere was just brilliant. Now that whole second half, like, on both sides, A was hopping, like, that was A was hasn't like it's often those lads talking to each other, but it was proper. Everyone was on it down there, and then F and G was different level again. I went down for the last 5 minutes towards the centre circle, and I couldn't get over the noise. Like, it was, it's a special place when it's like that. It really is. Like, it's,
yeah. I think, remember Duff said it just before he went, shot off to Brentford. He was asked which is the most intimidating ground. And he said, more or less, just walking towards that Jody. You just know what's coming. He said, Daly Mount, there's no place like it. And he did touch this year that, you know, this was a chance to win a league, because once Daly Mount is gone, it probably will be gone in its intimidating fashion. Maybe not. We'll see how the new stadium turns out, but most particularly for the next 2 years. If they, what we are believed to be the home is Richmond, like, you played Pats in all sorts of games where they've been going for league titles. We played them in a cup quarter final. Jeez, that must be 10 years ago. It's just not an intimidating stadium. The fans, it's more of like a little family hub more so than a stadium that would bring it on. So I don't know if that's the fans or if it's the surrounding itself, but it's not that one massive stand in Daly Mount where, you know, when the whole place is up on wheels, it's on wheels.
Yeah, it's just that's different level. It's, you know, there's what that was the fifth last game, there's only four more left. Like, you really feel walking up now, like a weird sort of goosebump sort of feeling going up, going, fuck, this is nearly over now. Like, and like when you have, we've only won, many matches have we won this year? We've only won five games at home this year, like, which is not great. But all five of them have been quite memorable, and, you know, you're walking out of the place absolutely buzzing. Like, but then you're sort of halfway down the road, you're thinking it's nearly over. Like, so it's sort of bittersweet, but I think we have to just enjoy these last couple. I mean, like nights like that, you really, there's no, like, I'd say most fans deep down in the league know that if, like, Daly Mount rocking like that, the Jody Stand rocking like that, there's nothing touches it. Like, nothing comes close. Like, you even looking at the highlights after, and you're like, jeez, like, in the few videos going around, nowhere comes close. Like, it's a special place, and we're gonna have to just try and cherish these last few games.
Yeah, four games to go. If the cup semi-final doesn't land in Daly Mount, if we do make it to a semi-final, that could really be a special occasion. If the team managed to turn up, if we get that home semi-final, should we progress, that'd be, I think that could be one for the ages, all going well.
I have a sort of a good feeling about that's going to be, you know, that's going to happen. I have a bit of a good feeling whether that we're going to get one last shot, like an extra game there in a huge one in the semi-final. I think that sort of feels a little bit like faith or something.
We do have Patrick in the cup. We'll touch on that later, Patrick. But we'll just go back to the Derry game there. As you said, set pieces is crucial, but I think when you look back in goals, and Sir Walters, Paul the Wall ended up back in the net, I think there's a bit of a shock and surprise to everybody considering Casper played in that cup game.
Yeah, absolutely. I could sort of, the whole, I think now at this stage, I think, like, he's probably got punished enough, Casper. Like, you know, usually the second lad comes in, they stay in till they have one sort of even half bad game. And, you know, it's happened to me loads of times over the years. You get second choice and you get a good run, and then first mistake you make, right, there's your man's getting, that's the excuse nearly to put them back in. And I just, he's made a lot of howlers, like a lot of bad goals in Europe. Waterford was as bad a display as I've seen. I don't think he's a bad keeper. He's a big presence and all. Like, he just, you know, he's had a couple of helders. I just think Casper's just that little bit more, you know, a little bit more secure. Donnie Casper was good earlier in the year, to be honest with you. And, you know, he was probably had his worst season, I'd say. He was at fault for quite a few goals earlier in the year. But I just think, you know, he's a bit more experienced and we could really deal with him now for this run-in, personally. But I think it was a strange one. I really thought when he put him in for the cup that was him back. But yeah, he must have really proper fallen out. That's the only thing way I can see it.
Yes, contract is also up at the end of the season. So you're just kind of wondering, where does that leave us? Warren Walters, I'd imagine he's got some sort of a contract in America. I'm not sure how their season's tie over. I wouldn't be overly keen on signing them for next year, but if that Casper's hardly going to sign a contract in current conditions, I'd imagine, I'm sure you'll have an opportunity within the league somewhere.
I'd say that's what it looks like, isn't it, Jordan? It looks like he's told him I'm leaving and he's going, well, fuck you then, and that's it. Like, I'd say that's what it sort of looks like. But I'd look at it. I think Casper seems to spend 2 or 3 years somewhere and move on, or a year here and there. So, you know, he'd probably go out of the league again, I'd say. But goalkeepers so important, it really is. Have a solid goalkeeper is worth over a dozen points a season, I'd say, you know, and it'd be tough to get with someone that was as good as Casper in his, you know, maybe the last couple of seasons, you know. But I do find it a strange decision. I think at this stage, I think after last week, I think he's made his decision. There's probably no turning back, but personally, I'd rather have Casper in for the run-in at this stage.
Yeah, definitely. I don't disagree with you there. I think Casper's more of an... I think he's better with his feet, and I think he's more agile in terms of getting across his goal, which is probably the most important thing with a goalkeeper. I know people talk about being good with your feet in the modern era, but I think Casper just gets across the goal quicker. There's a lot of goals I've seen Walters compete or go down for. You're kind of thinking, how am I not going down there a bit quicker? Like, there's those couple of goals in Europe, there's a couple of ones that probably went from outside the box, and you're going, a goalkeeper gets down to that, like, and should get down to it. But it'd be interesting to see if he does make another mistake, how he works it out. And there's no real time for mistakes. The league might have a little bit of breathing space, but if he makes a howler this weekend, it really does try everything up in the air for that cup quarter final.
Yeah. Unless he's gone, listen, Casper, you can play in the cup. You just don't know. We don't know. It's a straight. It does look very strange after. He had probably a couple of bad games in a row. Like, it seemed like that was their chance nearly to take him back out. But, you know, maybe it'll repay him by sticking with him. And he could, you know, he'd come good in the last few games. But, yeah, I'd personally go back with Casper. But, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll go to the opposite end of the pitch, Pats. Dougie's still fit somehow. I thought he might have had a bit of time off, given that Europe is now over with. But as much as I love Wayne probably doesn't pop up with the in-play goals that Douglas James Taylor does, but Douglas James Taylor doesn't give you the run of this and maybe the effort that Wayne does. Where do you stand on it all?
I think it depends on game by game, really, with them. Like, for me, like, games like last week, Derry game, say, I would actually started Whelan, and I think a bit more energy, you know, works their defenders a bit more than Dougie would. So them sort of games against the top teams, I'd rather start Whelan. The games against the lower teams, Dougie's a proper, he seems to be more of a threat for us to get a goal. And that first goal in them games is always massive. So I nearly start him in them games, and it's worked for us in a lot of games, like Galway away, Drogheda away, or games just popping into my head here. He does seem to get a goal in them games, and you know, he bullies the defenders a little bit more in them games. Probably doesn't need, you know, we have more of the ball and stuff, so we don't need like the likes of Whelan to be chasing down as much. So I think, game by game, that's the way I'd look at it. But yeah, I'd probably, you know, this game Friday, I'd be probably starting Dougie, but on Friday just gone, I probably would have started Whelan. Like, again, Dougie did very little, bar miss a real bit of a sitter in the first half. He took his goal well in the second and sort of grew into it. But I mean, they're both decent centre forwards. don't think they really work together. I don't think it, like two up top doesn't already really work with them. But I think you just have to take it game by game with them. And, you know, they can both be quite frustrating. But, like, overall, they're both doing okay, I'd say. And the good thing is Dougie has stayed fresh. He does look, he looks a lot more, say, I don't know, more interested and more, you know, up for it as well. But, you know, it's frustrating when you see someone not really working as hard as you think they might be. But that's just not really the player he is. But, yeah, I'd say, as I said, last week, I would have actually done it the other way around. And I wouldn't be surprised if Reynolds starts wheeling this week. You just never know. But yeah, that's the way I'd look at the two of them anyway.
Yeah, it's 6-1, half dozen the other. I think if Douglas DJT was getting more goals, you could probably put up with the lack of effort. Well, what we view as lack of effort on the pitch in terms of chasing balls, etc. I think like Dini probably was one of those players that got away with that, you know, because you knew if the ball fell to him 12 yards out, it was going to go in the back of the net. You know, he always got his goal in every other game almost, but DJT is not off. That'd be interesting to see what sort of role Madden plays now in the next few games, how much of the speed he's gotten. But move on to the wings, Pat, and I noticed that Parsons has started, which I thought was a bit bizarre. It looks like Rooney's nearly out of the picture. And then Zane Myers has found himself back in contention for certainly coming on in games anyway.
Yeah. To me, Rooney, since he got that, he was out for a few weeks injured. I don't know whether he's come back fully fit. Like, he doesn't look as fit as he was. And, you know, in a lot of them big games in Europe and stuff, he wasn't starting them. And, you know, there must, I just, the only reason I could see, for to me, I'd be starting him when, you know, if he's fully fit, he starts for me, definitely. He'd be the first winger on the team sheet. But yeah, I don't think he's been fully fit. Like, I don't think he definitely hasn't played 90 minutes, has he, from what I can remember, in a long time.
No, definitely.
I think he was in the stand the other day as well, wasn't he? He wasn't even on the bench against Derry.
No, I don't think he was, no.
So he's obviously got a knock. To be fair, the other lads, I think Parsons done great in the last few weeks. He really has. I always would have been, you know, he's frustrating and all, but I always thought there was a value to him. Like, he's,
you know what? There's much to say about, you can say what you want about Parsons. He breaks his bollocks.
Yeah, and he runs at players. You know, modern wingers don't even do that anymore, but he does. He likes taking lads on. You know, he's full of confidence and on. You know, he's scared. Like, he thought he was brilliant the other day in the second half. And,
yeah, it was definitely his best game on the wing. It wasn't on his usual left side either. He was on the right-hand side, and he looked like he was a bit more threatening.
He's done really well. And it's good to see Myers now. Obviously, he fell out with him for a long time there. And that just was a waste of a player. Like, he is proper fast. There's very few players as fast as him in the league now. And defenders just hate that. Like, they absolutely hate a fella running at them.
Every time you see him going, he's cutting the inside, the fullback can't keep up with him. Shot might not come off.
Jesus. God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Some of the shots the other day are just, they're comical how bad they are. But again, like, he's, you know, he's just running at players, and it's absolute defender's nightmare. So it's a great option to have again. It's literally like signing a new player, because he was like forgotten man there for a while. So, you know, I think when everyone's fit, we're all right, and we've one or two lads on the bench there, even young Strauss, who was, I thought he was doing really well this season, and then in around Europe, I thought he'd sort of dropped off. He got a bit of a knock, and he kept playing. And personally, I thought that was wrong. He's only a young fella, like young lads, you know, you can take them out of the team, and it's not the worst thing. Sometimes give them a little break, you know, bring them on. Instead of, he was playing him every week and he was playing badly, and his confidence, you could see, was getting worse and worse. So he started being fed, dripped back into the team again, coming on the other day. Thought he did okay. You know, he's a good player, he's a talent. He's definitely one for the future. And overall, though, I think at the club at the moment, it's an area where we're big time, we're short. Like, we need every club, like all the top teams have have a good few decent wingers or lads that can fit in there. I think one or two injuries there, we properly struggle. So it's definitely a position that we need to improve on going forward. But I think when everyone's fit at the moment, you know, the lads are all solid players, and we do get a lot of joy down the wings, like when we're at our full tilt, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And I think you got Rooney, Strode, who's only a young lad. Reece Brennan's obviously just, I think he's still with the 20s now at the minute. But for whatever reason, he just hasn't been able to write back into first team football. I don't think he had a great spell down at Cove either. I'm not sure, maybe he was one of those flash in the pan players. I hope not, because he did look to get a bit about him. But the man who played in the middle just behind DJT, Pats, was the one. And only Ross Tierney, who has really just come to form the last probably since Europe kicked off, and he's going to be crucial to anything we do between now and the end of the season. Like, we know we love the boy, and the boy makes us tick, and he's at number 8 or 6. But I think there's a difference when Tierney shows up and he shows up to the team.
I think he is the difference. Simple as that. When Tierney plays well, we win football matches. Like, if he's on it, we are on it. Like, I think even more so nearly than the boy. It's the, like, if he's on it, we're just a different team. Like, first half the other day, he might as well not been there. And you're, like, frustrated with him, and he's frustrated with himself. And then, boom, bit of confidence the second half, and he just tears teams apart. Like, he's such a good footballer and a joy to watch. Like, got that second goal is as good a goal as you see anywhere. I didn't like the angle they had, the normal angle, it looked like a great goal, but I thought maybe the keeper was a bit slow there. Seeing a video came out only yesterday, I think, of it. Did you see that one?
Yeah, the one from
and the swerve on it. It's
even he was
strike.
Almost fell over kicking it as well. Like,
yeah, he's proper up in the air, like he's proper good strike of a ball. Like, that's two now in a few weeks. The one against the Kosovan crowd as well. Like,
and one thing I thought we've always been shy of was that, you know, I think we all have this repeated thing where the boy checks in, checks back out, and pops the ball over the bar from 25 yards out. But, you know, now Tierney's maybe thinking, because as long as he's been with balls, I don't remember him ever doing that. Now he's had two good whacks in the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. You kind of wonder, maybe do we have to pass the ball into the net every single time when he is from a distance? Because it's not something you would have associated him with, you know, a couple of months ago.
Yeah, and teams might have probably thought that as well, and we're stepping back, standing off, and they might be doing as much now. But yeah, like, he just gets us ticking when he's on it. He's an absolute joy, and like, he's everyone's favourite player when he's on it. But like, again, I think Reynolds said in the media there recently that he has been a bit of an Achilles knock, and it's a painful injury. Like, you're playing through a bit of pain there, so. You know, that's obviously probably can't go full tilt for 90 minutes. And again, you're sitting in the stand, we all are, and you're looking at him and he's not really doing anything, and you get frustrated. But I think a lot of that's probably down to that. You know, he has to save himself. He can't go 100 miles an hour full game. But yeah, like, I mean, he wins us these games. Like, that's like, he's crucial to us. He really is. And like, the little link up between him and Devoy, you know, I think he brings the best out of Devoy as well, and vice versa. So, yeah, like, we're going to need him big time now to get us over the line, to get that third spot. And if any chance to win the cup, he's going to have to have a bit of a stormer against Pats now in 2 weeks, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Before we move on to a few listener questions and any sort of side going cup talk, Pats, we will, Robert's have a big week in Europe, and the Thursday Sunday games could come to an end for him. Obviously, there's a voice note that's sort of been circling around the social media today from one of the Shamrock Rovers staff members about the importance of the finance, that would have to let a few players go, and it could have a bit of an effect on. And they obviously lost a young fella who was Ireland's top under 15 goal scorer to Shelbourne. It's not looking too rosy in the garden in Rovers. No, it's probably been the team in the background, but it's always been a bit of a harmony on the pitch. Just wonder what kind of effect they get knocked out on Thursday could really have, because obviously there's huge bonuses there that they would have been earning. Like, they would have been up to like 6 or 7 million from that Europa Conference League in total.
Yeah.
Like, they'd have been getting 25% of that, the players. That's going to take a bit of a sting out of town. You're just going to wonder how does that affect them?
Yeah, like, they've been shocking in Europe, like from they're beaten in the first match in Malta and they turn it around the second leg, whatever, they've been really, really poor. Like, you know, if they go out tomorrow, they'll have lost, what, three rounds in a row. To go out, like that's pretty, it's pretty hard not to qualify for that Conference League when you win the league.
Learn are in it, like Learn qualifies for the Europa Conference League.
Like, there you go. You know what I mean? Like, it's actually is nearly harder not to qualify, you know, and they've been absolutely abysmal. Like, there's definitely a bit of unrest in amongst their fans there at the moment. Like, I work with a few and they're not overly happy with things and, like, the crowds are dropping and or whatever. But, yeah, I think it'll be a big knock-on effect. I think they probably nearly on budget for getting into that getting into our group, you know, so, you know, it will be a big hit. Saying that, you know, unless they're being absolutely shambolically managed, like, I'm sure they've plenty of money in the kitty there over the last couple of years. I think they'll probably be all right with a few billionaire backers behind them as well. So I wouldn't be getting too carried away, you know, but there's definitely a bit of unharmony there at the moment, which is absolutely no harm at all. But it's just a shame. They've been poor enough this year in the league, everything, like they haven't been on it. Every time I come into work the week after, the Rovers lads are saying, we're shy again, but they've scraped a win against Galway or something, you know, they win them games or we don't.
Yeah,
I do feel like they were gettable this year, big time. And I think even like if you just look, them two games we lost to them, which we were the better team in, you had to just even throw in two draws or one win there, the league looks an awful lot different. That's a 6-point swing. Like,
league look, we're an awful right lot different in it. If we had a beat Galway a few weeks ago and got a draw in Waterford.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, even as I said, one of them, a win there in one of them games, and you know, the league's completely different and we're right in it. I don't think they're over the line yet at all. I think we're too far back. But I think if they lost this week against Shells, and
but they played Derry this week, the Shells game got postponed.
I think it's on the two games, are they on the weekend?
Surely they haven't got two.
They're playing Shells on Monday, I think.
Who are they playing on Sunday?
No, sorry, I'm wrong. They're playing them the following Monday, I think, actually. I think they have
two.
Yeah,
they'll have Derry Sunday. They have Shells at home next Friday, cup weekend, because obviously...
That's it. You're right. Yeah. It's on the telly, I think. So they... like, that could change. They somehow lost them two. Like, Pats are right up their holes. But
even if there was only 1 point, though, the six there, you know, Pats win next Friday, brings there, I think, that's like down to 4 points, 1 point. But they are behind them. Just get the old league table up here.
I think it's only four now, but they have a game in hand.
Game in hand, and the Rovers do normally win them, but game in hand, like some said, we did about Shells catching us. Oh,
the game in hand against Shells, yeah. So,
yeah. So, look, if Pats win, there's 1 point in it, technically, and you have to play them again. Obviously, if we win the weekend, we'd be four behind them with two games more played. Well, Pats and Bowles have to play them. So, look, as I said, I think we're too far behind at this stage. I think we'll rue that second series of games where we failed to pick up a single.
We will. Like, I think we're where we should be. We're like third place. We're probably punching a bit ahead of where we, you know, budget and all that. So I don't, you know, we're probably in an all right spot. But at the same time, they were there for the taking this year because they've been so off it. So it's hard not to feel a bit like this is an opportunity lost a bit this year. But you know, we haven't really got the squad. We're always going to have bad runs with that, with this, like just the lack of depth there, you know. And it's easy enough to go on a bad run like we did.
Yeah, I think Rovers aren't going to be much better next year. There was a stage where they were able to pick the best player every single year from every single team on the base that teams were given 1 year contracts. Like, they haven't had that luxury the last couple of years, and I think it's probably caught up a little bit that players are on 2 or 3 4 year contracts. But they took Danny Grant because there wasn't much else in the league going. They took Jake Mulroney, wasn't much else going. They signed the boy Matley, he's on a couple of grand a week, I suspect, sitting on the bench, and he's been absolutely poor by all accounts, from what they've been saying. And they signed Will Fitzgerald, which we were obviously linked to. I was never really overly interested. It's been around the league a few years now, and he had a good 10, 12 games this year. And it's like, oh, we better get him in the door. So No, that's three or four. Subuwali again in that centre right back position's been poor. Lopez and the Stevens been another year older. So to be honest, I think that
Yeah,
trio
I
could
don't
be a
know.
big
Like, there's
hope in
no
there.
doubt about it. Like, and especially if Bradley gets a pain in his bollocks at some stage with all the shit going on, and all of a sudden he doesn't have as much control as he did, and he goes, well, then I think that's there'd be a serious drop off. So, like, Fokker should have enough to win the league this year. But yeah, I think they're probably and hopefully be dragged back into it a bit now going forward. But like again, they're getting 2 million for your man going to Arsenal, the young fella.
Yeah, imagine what they would have banked on a few quid from Michael Nunn, and that won't be coming in too. Like he was meant to go for.
Listen.
Obviously, there was a bit of fit going in the background, but never amassed. So, they get that money in there, but they have a big wage budget to pay, and I suspect that European money would have been a big offset.
Yeah, well, listen, hopefully this Cups crowd do the business now on
Copart.
Thursday. And yeah, well, then there'll be more and more little moany voice messages going around WhatsApp groups, I'd say. So the more of them, the better, you know? And yeah, we've probably talked about them cunts long enough now, though.
Yeah, we will move swiftly on here. We'll move on to the listeners' questions. Pat, good friend of yours, a good County Dublin man, John Charters. Walter's keeping his place, the most insane thing Rennie's done ever this year. More of a statement than a question, I suspect. A few questions around my love life, I'll be pleading the fifth on. What is the reason we concede so many goals? No way it's all Walter's fault. I don't know, I think it's just the way we play. We take those risks. Pat, I think everyone gives out about Hickey losing the ball, but you're seeing that
Yeah.
third goal we got, that comes from Hickey steaming through the middle of the pitch playing football. I think you kind of have to take it. I know it's where you do it, but it's a risk
Yeah.
we're
No,
taking.
like we're a bit we can be a bit open at times and a bit naive. We go for some balls you shouldn't go, especially Hickey. Like he's probably hasn't played centre half the last couple of years, and he does the odd thing that sometimes he tries to get in front of a man when he shouldn't, and if a decent centre forward gets the arse in the way and he's just caught out. And there's been a good few goals like that recently, but the other day, individual mistakes, that's sort of what's costing us. Like I wouldn't say it's a the way we're playing as such. A lot of them are just basically lads missing balls or just making mistakes. I think Keane Byrne's been really good since he came in there. Like he's a good defender, does the simple things right. But I think you're right. The way we play, we are quite aggressive, and we're gonna probably leave gaps there the way we're set up. So, you'd probably take every game in 5-3, don't you? If we're gonna concede a
Absolutely,
few, if we're gonna bang in five, though. But
yeah.
I don't see too much problems there. Like as in. I think we've been a lot better defensively this year than we have the last couple of years. So,
Yeah, Sean McCormack, Will Casper's time in purgatory, and I think we sort of answered that already.
Oh yeah, we discussed the keeper situation. We
Yeah,
both, I don't think we don't agree with it.
Rush 1906 2000. I think Rennie may be winning me over. Reiner, the image of DJ Carey when he has that thing up his nose in your profile picture, just for people's reference, that's his Twitter name. Aiden, also, when will the Block A and B ultras? Just to clarify, we are not ultras. It's the Block A apartheid. Finally kick off, but disappeared Portaleos. Are we really that stuck for money? We really don't need our want our final games here clouded away memories of dying for a piss or worse. It's not good, but I don't think there's nothing we're going to do about it now with 4 games to go.
No, I wouldn't think so, no.
No, Phil Mitchell, Trevor Kintler, the best three performances this year and the best three players. I'd say Derry, second half, you'd probably put up there.
Rovers at home to
Rovers at
start of the
home,
season. That
start of the
second
season, we
half was
won. And I'd
immense as
say
well.
the Monday versus Shelbourne, the 4-3, 4-0.
Oh yeah, that was yeah. I think in the league anyway, them three will stand stick out all right, yeah.
Three best players so far, Pat. You'd have to go with the Voy. Tierney.
Pa Hickey, I'd say.
Pa Hickey, yeah. Oh, do you know what? If Mullen had a stayed for you, we've been very impressed by Mullen.
He's a
He's with us.
solid defender. Like he knows what he's no nonsense really, and he's tidy enough footballer as well. He's only a young fella, isn't he? He's actually a lot younger than he looks. Like he's got a good future ahead of him, that lad. Now I don't think he's gonna hang around too long. I think he's pretty ambitious, wants to get back and have another pop over.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what happens. I know he was more of a centre half. Moriarty was telling us he was more of a ball playing centre half, but the last season he's ended up at left back of balls. It'll be interesting to see what happens to him. Another question from Sean McCormack. Aaron Moore and McDonald Diallo all need to be none get game time. Three fantastic lads that I just don't see any setup at the minute. Should be looking at replacements for Doss with only a year left on his contract. Cash in now and make some money selling clause. Well, transfer window is just about over. I think that Dawson's probably past that age where England are going to be looking at him. He's already been over there. I can't see him going back. But you do need players in the squad. I think Morahan is probably the one that's probably not really needed, Pat, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I don't think so. Like, I think we've better options there now. Yeah, anytime he's come in now, you know, he doesn't do too much wrong, but he doesn't do enough. Like, you know, we pass the ball sideways and backwards, and no, we need a bit better than that at this stage. Like, I don't see if we're gonna improve. I think we need even a better squad player than the likes of himself now at this stage.
Yeah, and Greg Malloy has asked the next four confirmed dates in the league are Sligo home, Galway away, Drogheda, I think is home.
Yeah, I think we've been up there twice already.
Yeah, and Dundalk away. On current form, 10-12 points is not unthinkable. Meanwhile, Rovers have Derry, Shells, Pats and Waterford. Sort of just goes back on what we were obviously talking about there. But when you look at these fixtures, Pats, history will tell you Bowls get fucking 2 points out of 12.
Yeah, exactly. These are the games where we've fucking made a bollocks of it this year. And, you know, you look at them and you go, oh, geez, we got, 10 points out of that. We'd be flying and we pick up three or four or something. And it's completely so. Like, I think Friday just has to be a get the ball rolling here. Go at these from the very start.
Yeah,
blitz them like we were able to, like we did against Longford. Like, just get out, get an early goal. Once the likes of them have to come out, they're very vulnerable. Like, you can get a second and a third. I think Sligo are pretty confidence is rock bottom at the moment. Bottom, like, yeah. I think they're gone. They've only won five games all year.
Yeah,
one of them was against us in Daly Mount. That's a game. It was a horrible night, I think, wasn't it? A horrible night. I think when we went 1-0 up, and yeah, conceded two sloppy goals and couldn't get anyone back. Like, it was really poor. But since then, they've lost their best player, their manager. I think they're dead men walking, to be honest. So I think we have to just punish them when they're down at the moment. We hopped off them both times in Sligo, didn't we? So, like, performances like that now really are what we need just to.
I think this Friday we should be putting down a marker here. Try put a few past them and really just get the heads down in the mood for the last few games of the season and pick up as many points as we have and see where it leaves us. Obviously, anything is completely out of our hands, bar the top three. I think it's nearly impossible for us probably to get caught now. It'll take a double Bohemian size, complete explosion, combustion for us to not finish in that top three. And Shells more or less have to win 7 of the last 10, and we'd have to win like 2. Don't get me wrong, it's not out of realms of possibilities, but I think we're probably far too good to probably to only win 4 games.
I think even mathematically 7 or 8 points to be enough at this stage, like to get over it, to get into third. Now obviously we're aiming for a lot higher than that, but it's not even us getting them points, it's the other teams picking enough to even catch us. Like, everyone's been so patchy and inconsistent that there's no way I could see Shells going to win in 3 or 4 games in a row, or the way they are at the moment.
No, I don't think Russell will be there this time next year, to be honest with you. I don't think he's got the personality.
No, it was a strange one. I really thought it was a strange appointment, really. I thought they'd go outside the league, with this statistics shite that they have, that they would have got someone else altogether now. But it would be an absolute disaster not to get there. I think that game, the Friday just gone, was a huge one, because I think Derry probably had the potential to go on a bit of a run, and possibly catch us. Like, even like Dundalk are fourth and they're falling off a cliff now, which
yeah,
I knew they would. They
sure.
lost them couple of players. They hadn't got the squad that was going to be able to handle losing some of their better players.
They haven't
you know,
won a game since
Kenny
June.
And
they're still clinging up the fourth. They lost Kenny and Ruby.
Ruby, yeah. Like, they were both, every game we played against them, two of them are really good. You know, like, they haven't got the squad to be able to deal with that sort of, them sort of caliber players leaving. So I can see them falling down the league to finish like seventh or something, to be honest. I just don't think anyone, I think that game, that was pivotal the other day, because there's a few games to go before we play Shells, and I think we should be far enough ahead at that stage to be counting. So that's why, probably coming to it now, it's why the cup game now is so big as well now.
Yeah, you don't want to see. I know, look, even if we do lose the cup game, I was thinking the season's kind of over, but obviously with Daly Mount still there, it still keeps an interest in that sense. But you said they want something to have intense to play for and really something to get excited about. Because if you do lose the cup quarter final, you could be going to, it'd just be complete mourning. You know, the season would have more or less, Europe sewn up, realistically not going to win the league. Daly Mount's on the way out. And you know, 5 or 6 games to go, there's not too much to play for. So you know, winning that cup game would really keep everything alive and just keep the bit of intensity in the stands and in the change room, I would imagine, up a little bit. But there's one more question here, Pat. There's a man who spent some time in the early house with me over the years. Shane Manuel just asked, 90s dance classics. I'm not sure, it's not even a question, there's no question mark. I think it's just a statement. Or, well, what's your favorite dance classic of all time, Pat?
A good question. That is, caught me on the spot there. Let me see. Passion Decor.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
Yeah, that's a Usher's key favorite. I think Usher's back in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah. That would have hit the walls a few times, all right.
Yeah,
I'd probably go with Love Story myself.
Good.
That's one of my favorites. I think that'd probably be. Hosted over the Tannoy when I do have my eventual death. The flags are half master Bohemian FC. But we'll move on to this coming Friday, Pats, and we're playing Sligo at home. We briefly touched on it there. I don't think I'm changing the team too much to how we finished Friday. I'm not sure what your thinking is.
I think it'd be very few changes, really. I'd start Dougie in this one. I think he could bully their centre-halves big time. And, you know, if he can nick an early goal, I think an early goal against these this week, you know, would be key. And you could knock up a few against these then. I said their confidence is on the ground. But we need to just start well. We can't play it for a half like we did last week. Like, you give the likes of these teams any to cling on to, you know, they'll fight for every last ball and all, but you know, get an early goal and it's a completely different game.
I think Troy go in 2 up at half time and that shouldn't be out of realms of reach. I know they've drawn 3 in a row, but they're not exactly drawn against the good teams, but they probably picked up a point against Waterford where, you know, Waterford have been delighted to get that point. It just keeps them at bay with another game to go.
They drew with
Galway as well. I think it was draw, it might have been the other game. I think we just gonna have to go and try to blow them out of the park the first 25, 30 minutes, get a couple of goal lead at half time. And I think everyone will probably agree that would be them.
Yeah, I'd love to see the new lads come like get like a half an hour. Like, and you have the luxury of doing that if you're 2 or 3 up, you know.
I'd
like to see Paddy Madden, see what he's all about after another 2 weeks of training, you know. And the Scottish lad as well. He looked lively enough when he came on against Longford. So, you know, the games are so important and come and tick and tin that it's very hard to give lads, you know, get lads game time.
There's no Monday games now to, you know, give players a start and take them off 40 minutes or 50 minutes. Like, it's 90 minutes this week, 90 minutes the next week, and every 3 points or every cup game is going to be as important as the one before and the one after.
And that's what I'm saying. It'd be great to see if Paddy Madden come on, if he banged in a goal, and then, you know, if we need him the following week, and Pat's like, if the game's in the melting pot, like, throw him on when he's a bit fresher after playing getting a few minutes in. So, nothing crazy. Be a similar team. my one or two changes probably, maybe out of necessity or whatever, but yeah, that's the way I look at it. Got give them a good, get stuck into them from the start, and I can't see us not winning comfortably enough on Friday, to be honest. I mean, hopefully another good night now in Dalyman. As I said, we've only four left at the moment. I'm gonna get a few goals in this Friday as well. I've been driving to most matches, but I'm having a few this Friday, so I'm looking forward to it now, I have to say.
Yeah, same as myself. Trying to stay clear of the chart, but simultaneously it's just as hard when you know you've only got four or five home games left. It's a long way to we're in Dublin 8 in January or February, please God. But please God, if it fucking is, it is next year. We'll be doing that new stadium badly. But just a reminder that the Boston Madrid does take place this Friday. Anyone, it's payday for a lot of people today that were recording. Make sure to get your ticket. We do have a long slog, couple of years. Last year was a huge fundraiser.
Yeah, guys, I felt very guilty by that email by Matt there last night. I ended up buying a few. All right, yeah. It was like
the same myself. Look, anyone listening in, 1 for 20, 3 for 50, get behind it. 3 for 50, get 25 off your mat, 25 off your dad. If they're brown bread, get it off someone you know anyway, and go half some free tickets and see what happens.
Prizes are brilliant in it as well, to be fair. The 10 grand wouldn't be bad, or a car, and like a few other little ones are pretty cool as well. Like, so
that 10 grand, Pat's would be straight in the fly over here to go see my children in Latin America. Yeah, it'd be gone.
That wouldn't last long. It meant to be going all over the fucking place, for fuck's sake.
But yeah, do get your tickets, folks. And before we wrap up, Pat, I'll get a score here on the Sligo game. We'll just touch on that cup game next week.
Sligo game, I'm gonna say 3-0.
I'm gonna go 3-0 as well. 2-0 at half time. I'd like to see Paddy Madden get 45 minutes in the legs, or at least 40 anyway. That young lad, Josh Adams, see what he's about. As you said, get those lads game time. Maybe Zane Morris stretch the legs too. He could be a big player in the Aviva Stadium if we get there in November. That's always pitch coming off the bench. But Pat, we have that huge game next week. The season with a mood around the club will probably balance on it.
Absolutely. As you said, if we win on Friday, one or two more wins would be enough to get third. So, the season just peters out if you're out of the cup. Like, if you stay in the cup, then you're buzzing for the semi-final. The whole season keeps going. It'd be a pretty boring and anticlimactic way of finishing up in Dalymount if we're knocked out of that cup, I think, next week. And I don't see any reason why we can't beat Pats, to be honest with you. I don't think they're mentally the strongest team. I think if you can have a good cut off them, they can fold. I think Kenny can fold a bit the last while as well. So there's absolutely nothing to fear. I tell you, it's going to be a hard one to get a ticket to that. That's going to be like the Gibraltar game. I think you're going to try and borrow a few tickets, get your missus, get everyone you know to try and get on and try and get a ticket to that. It's going to sell out instantly. Like, I think we only get about 500. So, huge game. Saturday afternoon. Yeah, one to look forward to, all right?
Yeah, I know Keane Levy was out last Friday. It'd be interesting. He's going to be a huge loss, I think, for them.
I can't watch your man's name. They did lose a player for the rest of the season there last week. I think Levy's struggling as well.
Levy didn't feature.
Brown, is it? Is it Brown or what's his name?
Yeah, Brown, the fullback, he went off.
Yeah, he's out for the season now. And Levy definitely had a bad knock, so he's not going to be fully right. So, yeah, absolutely no reason to fear them. We've been poor enough out there the last few games. That's the only thing. But as I said, we're Jekyll and Hyde a bit of times. If we turn up, we can beat anyone in that league. No bother.
Yeah, I think so too. I think we owe them one of the cup. I think they've won the last three cup games against us, two semi-finals and that quarter-final about 10 years ago in Inchcore.
Two finals, you mean? Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, I'm glad we got them nailed in another final. Actually, that would have been hellish.
Serious PTSD.
Yeah.
Imagine losing 3 times in 5 years against the same thing.
No, yeah.
Look, we're gonna go over there, Pat. Full hope. Hopefully, we both get our tickets. That's all we can really hope for. And we hopefully get the win. Go back to headquarters and watch Katie Taylor. Please, God, bring it home as well.
Yeah. What a day of sport that'll be, yeah.
Well, hopefully a good day of sport. It could be fucking hell on earth. Well, I'm gonna ask you to get your little magic eight ballard out there, Pat, and look into the future. It's come the first weekend of November, and it's Sunday morning. Are we waking up? We've obviously been in tears from Daily Mount closing, but will we have one last hurrah in Daily Mount Park as a bit of a session after a cup game?
I think so. I have a good, strong feeling that, it's meant to be this year, that we'll finally get a bit of silverware. So in a word, yeah, I think so. I think it's gonna be our year this year. I think we're the team to fear. Whoever wins that game obviously is gonna be the favourites, but I think no one wants to play us, and I think say the FAI want us in that final as well.
Yeah, most definitely. I tell you, when that draw came
Guarantees
out, they were
bumper
fuming.
crowd.
Because
I think nearly all them teams that will have a decent draw for a cup final, to be fair. Provincial teams always tend to bring a few. So, yeah, I do. I'm positive now that we'll be getting there. Now, I wasn't saying that at half time last week, so you know what I mean. But yeah, let's stay positive.
Yeah, look, please got to get you there.
She
So,
war, she war.
it's your balls, room, Pat. I never do all week, every other week. First, I'll thank the sponsors, McMillvers. But secondly, Pat, come on the fucking balls.